What's up? How y'all doing?
Welcome back. Yo.
Welcome back.
It's a sunny Sunday. It's sunny day,
but it's cold outside.
I know, man. Such a tricky weather, man. Tricky weather.
Fourth month of the year. Still cold.
Still cold. Cold as hell. Welcome to Canada.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome to Canada.
Welcome back, guys. Happy new month. I hope everyone is having a good start into the new month. This new month shall bring so much glory, and everything you wish for shall all come to pass. Happy new month, everyone. Welcome back to the pod. Welcome back to Duofecta. Hey, bro, how are you doing, man? How are you? How's your week?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Doing really good. It was one of those weeks that you get back to and you're just like completely drained because of the long weekend we had last week.
I know, like going into last week was kind of hard for me because, you know, you have that 3 days of just like, you know, absolute rest, and then you go back, kick it into gear for work. You're just like, oh my God, man, I can't do it. But
yeah.
It was a good week, you know, lots of activities. It was fine.
Yeah, it was a fun week, man. And bro, you touched on something, man. Especially waking up on Monday, it's like...
Like tomorrow is going to be hard. Like waking up on Monday is just the hardest thing to do. You have to will yourself. You have to will yourself to work. So anyone going to work, like on a weekly basis, you are the king, like for real. Like willing yourself to go to work every Monday is not easy. Monday is hard. Tuesday, Wednesday, you're already like, you know, in work mode, so you're not really feeling it. But Mondays are this and really hard.
Yeah, they're really hard. So shout out to everyone that wakes up in the morning to go to work on the weekday. You all are champions.
Honestly.
Champion.
It's not easy.
Champion. Each and every one of you. But yeah, so the highlight of the week for me and Freddie was our hangout yesterday.
Oh yeah, yeah. We went to go see the we went to go eat. We'll talk about that later. But we went to go see the Godzilla versus King Kong movie yesterday. I had a good time.
Honestly, like I would say my expectations were met. Such a good movie.
Yeah, it was overall. Straight action. It was straight action the entire time.
Straight to the point. No, the CGI was on deck.
No human interaction. Just straight Godzilla and King Kong just throwing hands. I love it.
Oh my God. Like even the body language of King Kong was just illustrated so well. It's like I could tell what he was experiencing in that moment, in those moments where he was out there in the hollow. It was the Hollowverse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The hollow world,
Hollow Earth, basically.
It was in the hollow earth, yeah. So it was in the hollow earth, and that was his environment. It was just so funny when... Spoilers, guys. It was just so funny when he actually found his habitat and how they're about to kill him.
Oh, yeah. he's been searching for his entire life. Found him, and they're about to kill this man. Helps the guy up, and then he's still trying to kill him. He's like, get the fuck out of here. Ghost of Spider kicks his ass out. Oh my God.
Do you know when he revealed to me that King Kong was just so tired of it? It was when he was getting chased by them. I was like, what the
hell? What the hell is this?
I've been trying to live for all of you my whole life. Is this how I get treated? But they really wanted to kill the guy.
Oh my god.
Oh my God. Such a funny experience, though.
Yeah, King Kong is a warrior, though. He's a warrior, man.
He's a predator when he has to be one, man. He's tough, bro. Tough guy. That guy is tough. But how I knew was tough. Remember when he fought that creature in the sea?
Oh yeah,
chop the head off. chop the head off.
Turn the disintegration into dinner, like literally just straight up eating.
My girl was eating some salmon, seafood. Oh my god, bro! He's such a badass, man. I love his axe, bro. His axe, the aesthetic they give him. It felt like I was dealing with Kratos, bro.
Oh yeah. Like I think the axe could like absorb energy from him. Listen, what I could see.
Oh yes, bro. Was it the same crystal that was used to manipulate that Godzilla? That the one, the Godzilla that can shoot ice.
No. I don't think it's the same crystal. I think it's a different one. But that one can like absorb this energy from what I can see.
Okay, but the axe and the whole aspect they gave from King Kong was just
amazing, it was nice.
It was so nice, man. He was like a jungle warrior just out there. He owned the territory, bro.
For real.
And at the end, man, when he rode back to his habitat, the way he just put the axe up there, was like, let's go. But bro, man, Godzilla needs more screen time, man. What do you think, bro?
Oh yeah, he needs more screen time. But I think part of the reason why he didn't have that much is because Godzilla is hard to like animate, like to get right. Like every scene that we seen Godzilla was good. Like they did a good job, but I don't think they had a budget to fully animate him for like the entire runtime of the movie. I think he showed for like 15 minutes, I think, in the entire movie. It was mostly about King Kong. But
yeah,
the fight where Godzilla was in, it was just amazing. It was just dominating. Like no one's touching Godzilla, man. Nobody. No, especially when he's charged up.
Oh yeah, no one is touching him, man. Bro, but like the fact that King Kong can go head to toe with Godzilla is amazing. It's like no fear, bro.
He could be facing
a creature that is like 10 times larger than him. He goes straight in like the cannonball, man.
No fear. Kratos.
It's like Kratos, bro. Kratos. But yeah, man, Godzilla is strong, man. He's strong. Really strong, man. Him just being able to absorb energy is just everything. But overall, man, what would you rate the movie?
The movie, 7. 7 out of 10.
7?
Yeah. 7 out of 10. Only because there was no, there was not too much like Godzilla screen time. That's the only reason. But yeah, 7. I want 7. More of this. Like, there was no human interference. Like, when I mean like, they didn't focus too much on like the human aspect of the movie. They just focused on the kaijus. Godzilla, you know, listen, King Kong, the rest of the other titans. I love it. We are going back to movie basics now. Like give the people what they want.
Honestly, man, no shenanigans, nothing. We're here to shoot an action movie between Godzilla and King Kong. That's it. Straight to the point. But bro, my rating for the movie is 7.5. Still around that 7 range.
Okay, that's
still around that 7 range. Yeah, 7.5.
Why 7? Why 7?
I just feel like the story was rushed.
Yes.
Like I wanted more.
Yes. Like I said, like I think we spoke about it. I think they didn't believe the movie was going to do that good. Right? It's doing good right now. Like they're actually surprised that it's doing good. That's what happens. Like when I think this movie was kind of like a risk for them, because they didn't know if it's going to do good. But here we are.
Oh, because that explains why it wasn't on IMAX. It wasn't released on IMAX, bro.
No, it has IMAX. It has IMAX.
Oh, it does. Oh,
it has IMAX. It has IMAX. But the only viewing we had for yesterday was at 4. No one was available at 4 around that time. Everyone was busy.
Okay. And also the ad, they didn't spend so much money on the ad for this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see this movie being advertised too much.
Yeah, so you're right. So they probably never thought it would reach this height. Like with the amount of rating, the amount of attraction it got, it's been a lot, man. It's been a lot. And typically, like when you hear about Godzilla and King Kong, like you're not excited to go see the movie.
Exactly.
You're like, okay, it's one of those movies. Let's just wait till it comes to the streaming platform and we watch it. But everyone, I urge you, go watch Godzilla and King Kong.
It's a good time.
Such a good movie.
It's a good time.
It was a good time, man. A good time. We watched it in 3D. It was just perfect.
The next time we watch, it'll probably do like IMAX 3D. Next time.
Yeah, and D-Box. Don't forget D-Box. If you all haven't been used D-Box, please go watch your movie in D-Box. It's a crazy experience. The crazy experience, man. But bro, man, you have to go to the theaters at Erin Mills. They have a whole reclining chair, bro.
I did not know, man. I did not know. Like, a coworker of me was telling me about it. Like, you could have a full course meal, like watching a movie. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what the hell? That is good.
Oh yeah, bro. And you know what? You can just refill unlimited. You go out, refill your drink, and you come back.
Exactly.
No squirms. It's so clean. So clean. They also have an arcade room downstairs, so you can still, after your movie, you can still do other things and just enjoy the whole experience. So yeah, next time, bro, we go to that Erin Mills. And next time, bro, we're not doing Jacasters.
Oh yeah, guys. Yeah. Next time, yeah, guys, stay away from Jacasters, man. Like,
oh, the food is
shit.
Shit.
The waiters are just rude. Like the whole service is just a no.
Rude as hell. Like, they messed up an apple juice.
How do you mess up apple juice?
You can't. Completely watered down. They're definitely doing some scamming activities right there. Scamming activities, man. Like, what they would do, they would put the apple juice, they will mix it with water. On top of it, they put ice.
And then you tell them about it. You tell them, like, this does not taste like apples. Like, this just tastes like water. Okay, they're like, okay, we could replace it for you. They take it back inside, right? You think, you know, we're going to replace this. No, they go inside. They take out the ice, and then they bring the same cup to you, thinking that you're a fool or something. Like
the exact same cup.
Same cup, same markings, everything. Like, I don't know, man.
Oh, my God. They just didn't give any F's. They don't care.
They didn't give any fucks. Like, they're like, you're here, where are you going to go? Fuck. You're sitting down, you've already ordered. So
ridiculous. Yeah, do not order, don't even go there. Our advice, never go to Jacasters to have any food, and especially seafood. Run away from seafood. A friend of ours, Tevin, he got shrimps. Bro, the shrimps was undercooked. It felt like the shrimp was just cut from the ocean. They didn't even try, man. They didn't try. Such a crazy experience. Yeah, never again, man. Jacasters, I think Jacasters is just a, definitely a place that you go with your friends and you guys just only order drinks. That's it. You guys do not eat at Jacasters, to be honest. Even the finger foods. How do you mess up chicken? The chicken was so salty.
So salty. Like,
oh my God. They just decided that we dialed back on just one pound.
Like, we initially wanted 2 pounds, right? But thank God we dialed down to like 1 pound just to taste it. It was sad.
Honestly, because I always go for the 2 pound because it's chicken. Why not? Then, bro, I just had this epiphany. Oh, let me just relax first. Call the waiter back down. Let's revise the order to 1 pound. Revise it to 1 pound. Bro, best decision. Freddie couldn't even finish his chicken for the first time.
For the first time. And I like chicken. Like, for the first time. Like, I had to just, you know, take a breather. Take like a 1 hour breather and then go back to it just to finish it off. Like, it was so bad. It was so bad.
The wings were terrible.
You mess up chicken. Like, I don't even know how that's even possible.
Ridiculous. And even the price didn't even warrant that amount. Like, what we had to pay for the chicken wasn't worth it. If I had my chance, I wouldn't pay for the meal I had. But you know,
next time we hang out like that, we're going to somewhere different. Like that.
Oh yes. Someone better. Somewhere way more better than Jacasters. But yeah. So bro, spicy week.
Oh,
Mr. J. Cole responded to Kendrick.
Exactly. And it was direct.
Bro, direct. a direct response. He responded, so J. Cole released a surprise album. The name of the album was Might Delete Later. That was the name of the album he released. Just out of the blue, it was a 12-track project titled Might Delete Later. And the record that he dissed Kendrick on was 7 Minutes Drill. Bro, you listened to the record, right?
I haven't yet.
I haven't yet.
I'm not going to cap. I haven't yet, bro.
No way, bro.
How is it?
I would say it was light.
It was light? It was just taking jabs?
It was a jab. I think what J. Cole did was, let me jab him the same way he jabbed me, but I will let him know that I'm not backing out. Like, if we're supposed to fight, I'm here for it.
I like that energy.
It was a jab. But for me, bro, I feel like he should have just gone all the way out. Like, let's remove all this nice, friendly act like the industry guys are trying to do, bro. We're here for this. We're here for you to prove to us that you can rap. Bring out your pen and throw those heavy punches. Bro, I'm tired of all this friendly stuff. This was so friendly. Like, I wanted more out of J. Cole. I thought J. Cole would have just gone crazy on this record and not give us this life back.
Honestly, for me, you know me, I'm a big hater, right? Like, I already know, like, J. Cole and Kendrick are going to hold their own. I have no doubts that if they go head-to-head, it's probably going to be even. I don't think, like, both of them are good. For me, Aubrey is the one I want to see. I want to see Aubrey, okay? I want to see Mr. Loverboy come out here and throw heavy punches. Okay. Don't hide behind fans this time. Come out. Okay. And come out swinging. Stop posting on Instagram. Like, you know, I need to see you enter the booth and slay. I need to see that. I'm a
Mr.
big hater.
Sublime.
It's him I'm focusing on. I don't even care about Kendrick. I'm just being honest with you. Being honest. Big hater energy here. Like, that's all I'm invested. I'm trying to see Drake do something. Aubrey, come on, bro.
But bro, do you know what I think? I think with Drake might not respond.
Yeah, I know he's not. He's going to run away and then start doing his, light jabs. Ooh, this is the ass talking about. And you know the way it does. I know the way Drake raps. I'm number one. I got my friends coming. I know the way Drake raps. I know the way he moves. Bro. I know the way Drake. He will spin it into everyone in the industry is coming for me. I'm that guy, and I know the way Drake operates. Like, that's the way he will take it. We don't be trying light jabs. Attack, man. Aubrey, attack. I'm calling my government name, Aubrey. Attack these people.
Government name. Oh my god, you know what's about him? Freddie has been beefing Drake his whole life. They don't see eye to eye.
It's just when they did that sneak shit with Whiskey. I was like, this guy is just a sneak nigga, like, literally. And then I started to analyze his songs a little bit in depth. Like, when I got into rap, like, fully got into it, and then I started listening to lyrics, I'm like, what the fuck is this man saying? Like, this is light shit. Bro, attack, man. I need you to attack. Okay, stop being cute. Oh man, stop being cute.
I think the thing with Drake, Drake is such is an artist that just craves that attention. He wants to be the people pleaser, so.
He doesn't need to do that anymore. He's got the accolades. He has nothing to prove to anyone. He's one of the goats. He's not my goat, but he is one of the goats.
But he wants to stay relevant.
I don't know why.
I don't know why he craves that relevancy. he wants to still stay relevant. Bro, I don't see him responding. And if he does respond, bro, his respond might not be this year. He will release an album next year. Then he disses Kendrick. That's how he does it. Or he will keep posting on Instagram and just keep putting the whole captions. Back-to-back disses. Or he makes a rap line that he could have said on the record. Because, bro, let's be honest. But to me, I think Drake needs to respond. Because if he doesn't respond, it just means that he's not the same caliber.
He's not that guy. He really isn't.
He's not that guy. Because, bro, like, if someone attacks you, no matter if you defend or you attack back, so far you engaged, you're the guy. Just engage, my guy. Engage on this. They called you out outright. They called your name. They want you to attack. And with Drake, I think with Drake, how he sees this is a sensitive guy. He would not see this as a competitive sport in rap. He's going to see this as, oh, Kendrick is dissing him personally. Like, don't you see what J. Cole did?
He knew that this was a sport. It's not personal. It's a sport.
It's a sport. Let's go do what we have to do. We're professionals. We're
lyrically,
going to go
attack lyrically
and do our stuff. But Drake would not. What would Drake do?
He'll try to
penetrate Kendrick's circle, get some type of info on Kendrick, play it back 2 years back. Oh, this is what you did with this guy, and this guy said this when I was with this girl, blah, 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 blah. But that's how he disses. He doesn't go straight in. Oh, my God. But, bro, I'm super proud that J. Cole responded, man. Rap is back.
I'll have to listen to that. I haven't listened to it.
Bro, I don't even know if Kendrick just wanted to spice things back. I think he was just done.
He did a good job. Like, yeah, this is what I like to see. Man. This is what I like to see in hip hop. This is what I like to see.
Yeah, like, no, let's not be nice. You can be nice, but once it comes down to being, it is fake. Like, even I have this thing about even Drake being completely accessible. Like, to me, people are not reading along the lines. When you see Drake with an artist like Sexy Red, people are seeing it that Drake wants to hang out with Sexy Red. To be very honest, does Drake want to hang out with Sexy Red? I think what is happening now is that, like, bro, like, what? Remember when we were having a conversation about Drake having that one-to-one deal? I think he's also an investor into Sexy Red career. It's more let's push her up front.
That's a different angle. Like, I haven't even thought about that. Like, maybe he has equity in her.
It definitely does. Because it career. Makes no sense. Yeah.
For him and Sexy Red. Yeah, because it's so different. Yeah. Like, the way he is and then the way she is, it's so different.
So polar opposite. It doesn't work. You would never see Drake just chilling with someone like that if there's not an angle. And people are not reading it that way. Everyone just reads it at the basic front. Oh, Drake is hanging out with Sexy Red. That man is profiting up from that artist. Let's keep it a buck. But yeah, Drake, go to the studio and respond. Your tour is over. You did a great work. Let's go back and respond. Thank you.
Aubrey, I'm waiting.
Kendrick is going to respond. Or is Kendrick waiting for Drake to respond?
Let's see. I think he is.
God, man. What a time to be alive.
Oh, man.
Speaking about what a time to be alive, bro. So, some thieves. What everyone's celebrating Easter Sunday. Some thieves just decided to move GTA 30 mil. GTA's decided to move 30 mil in one heist. 30 mil. $30 million in one heist. The biggest heist in the history. How many thieves? I don't even know if it's three thieves, but they just decided to rob a bank and they moved 30 million in a heist. And, bro, I can't believe bank robberies
are still a thing. To be honest with you, even to this day, I still don't believe it's a thing. But, man, 30
bro,
million.
That was no footage of the
robbery. This has to be professional work. This just has to be some, Like, they took their time, 2-3 years planning it in advance. That's the only way. That's the only way, man.
Bro, that's the only way, because they took that sweet ass time, because they left there. No hint they were there. No footage of them being even at the bank. They took the cash and they moved. So it was a clean robbery. The investigators are confused as to how this was moved, bro. Bro, 30 million in cash. How do you move 30 million in cash?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Oh, my. Bro, GTA, man. This guy, GTA. They played GTA for too long.
This is GTA in real life, literally.
Bro, like, how can you move such a huge amount of cash in this day and time?
When there's a will, there's a way, man. Like economy is making people become just become creative. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh, man. I mean, that's true, man. Especially with the inflation going on, man. It's been tough.
How are they going to clean the money? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, how are they going to clean the money? They would have to, like, how would they do it? It's interesting. Like, a movie on this would be nice.
Oh, yeah, bro. Someone out there has already paid a Netflix producer. They're already on this. Easily.
Netflix doesn't sleep.
Easily, bro. They don't sleep. The biggest heist in the history. That would be the title of the of the documentary series, for sure. But yeah, and this happened in LA, bro. The most busiest city. LA. How? Oh, my God.
This is GTA. Like, I'm telling you.
This is GTA, bro. Oh, my God, man. Ridiculous. But yeah, that happened, man. That happened. And speaking about some change happening, man. Bro, they're changing the cast of Silver Surfer, man, from LA, the Fantastic Four.
Don't tell me this. Don't tell me this, man.
They decided to spice it up.
I've checked out. I don't even care anymore, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care. Like, it can be alien. I don't even care. Blue, red. Do whatever the fuck you want, man. I don't even care. I'm waiting for it to come to streaming services. I'm not putting any money into this shit. They need to learn a lesson. Like, need to learn a serious lesson. Like, the lesson has not been learned yet. It hasn't been learned. Like, there's been some attempt to understand what's going on. But, you know, every now and then, just some craziness happens. Like, why? Why is that necessary? Oh, we haven't released the Silver Surfer in a while, but you know what? This is what the fans are really looking for. You know, we need to gender swap. Oh, it's not really like Silver Surfer. Like, there is a female version in the comic books, but man, that is just like a one-off shit. Like, it's not like this is. it's like they took the one instance that they see here, and they're like, oh, let's just run with this. This is where we're supposed to be. And then the people who are excited to see Silver Surfer, and they're just like, yeah, but like, why? Like, why? Why are we doing this?
I don't even get it. Like I said, don't get the angle.
I don't care anymore. Like, I don't even get that annoyed anymore. Like, I'm just like, yeah, okay. Let's see how it goes. I just pray for their downfall. That's all.
Fred is numb. Like, that's how they're about to mess up the franchise of what's it called? Mad Max Fury. Mad Max Fury is about to get a female version of Mad Max. The name of the movie coming out is Furiosa.
Well, Furiosa was in the she was in the one that we seen. I forgot the name. It's Mad Max Fury, right? Like, that's the last one I've seen. Yeah, she was already there. So I'm thinking what they're doing in this one is they are going through her backstory before we've seen her in Mad Max, if that makes sense.
But bro, we don't want to see that.
We
want to see the second part of Mad Max.
Oh, good, man.
Oh, my God. Okay. Like, bro, standpoint is do your thing. We don't care.
Yeah, but
I'll wait for it to come to the streaming services. That is it, man. I'm so tired of the whole thing, man.
Honestly.
Same with the movie that I don't want to see remade. Why are they remaking or why are they producing Matrix 5? Like, look, why? Look at the mess up they did in Matrix 4. Bro, there's a production of Matrix 5.
Are you serious?
Bro, it's been confirmed.
So who is...
Same.
Happy place. Happy place. Happy place. Happy place. happy place. I have nothing to say, bro. I'm telling you, I have nothing to say, bro. I have nothing to say. Why? Like, I don't care. I don't care, bro.
Bro, like, you know how solid Matrix was? We had the trilogy, and that was a solid
and
movie.
Then they ruined it.
They ruined it. They made the fourth one that it was so bad. It was so bad. Now they're doing the fourth one. The fifth one.
A fifth
oh
one.
Oh, my God. The fifth one. Ridiculous, man.
That's
it's
so bad.
Like, let's milk this industry. Let's milk the people. We're just going to keep going. Same with Fast and Furious, with the same franchise, bro. Now, Fast and Furious has gone to a point where they're saving planet Earth. From racing, they've become our Earth savior. How?
How does that make sense? I don't even know.
Bro, it went crazy as to how they were racing in space. Oh my God. I think, like, they have to figure out a way to end the movie, man. Like, just let's end it at some point. End the movie and move on.
But the thing is, you can't even blame them. People are still coming to see the movies. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. I can't, like, I don't watch. I haven't seen a Fast and Furious movie since Fast and Furious, I think, 7, I think, was the last one I watched. Like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. I see clips, like, you know, memes, like, they're going to space and stuff. So I'm just like confused. Like, what happened to Tokyo Drift? Like, are we not drifting anymore? Bro. Like, or is that just an afterthought now? Like, what is going on? Is this no longer about night shifts? It's now about saving the world and, you know, the family and all that.
Yeah, bro. Soon they will be going to space. Like, oh, they've already been to space. Now they'll be exploring space. That'll be the next one.
As street racers.
As street racers, man, from planet Earth.
Amazing.
And the representation of mankind. Let's
Amazing.
Go. Amazing. Amazing. And people will go see the movie. That's the thing. We keep supporting it and they will just keep producing it. That's how it is.
Hmm.
Funny, funny stuff. Speaking about something funny that is going to be happening in 2025.
2025. 31. Oh my God.
We're already gone. But, bro, there's a prediction that everyone in Japan will have the same last name.
Why is that? Is everyone's last name similar right now? I don't even know.
Yeah, they said everyone's last name is Sato. Saito.
Saito.
Saito. Like, yeah. Prediction made researchers says that in 2521, everyone in Japan will have the same last name. Saito is the most common last name in Japan today, and the number of people with it is constantly growing. To avoid the scenario where everyone's last name is Saito, a law change may be needed, researchers says. Wow.
Wow.
But that is funny.
The Saito family out here being conquerors. Like,
yay.
How does that even
Let's
happen? Like, how does that happen?
I don't understand. How does that work? How does that work? I mean, I know for a fact that the last name always comes from, you know, from the family lineage. So how is everyone in Japan getting that same last name?
Unless
it can't be like everyone from the same
married,
family.
Being married into the same,
to the same family.
Sato family. Or how does that work? I don't even know. I don't even know.
I mean, but that is inbreeding, though. So it's just that everyone likes the name. It could be it. Oh, we all like the name Saito. So being Saito,
I don't even know what it means.
Cool.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't even know. But yeah, bro. I mean, by then, we won't be able to see this, but it'll be a funny realization. Another funny realization that occurred, bro. Jujutsu Kaisen is officially the world's most popular anime by Guinness Book of Records, beating Attack of Titans and One Piece.
This show is just hype, man. This is just hype. What is going on? What's all this? Hey, most popular. What is all this? It's just hype. It's just hype.
Most popular show.
I've not even seen it.
Wow.
I've not seen it.
Bro, you're sleeping on this show, man.
I know I won't like it. That's the thing. I know I won't like it, but I will try it.
But what is this most popular show? Like, what does that even mean?
It means like, it means that
most watched, most searched,
most watched, I guess.
I know, but like beating Attack of Titans, what happened to substance, bro? I don't understand. But Attack of Titans, even One Piece that I'm scared to even finish the show. I've been in episode 65.
Oh, One Piece.
For 2 years. Bro, for 2 years. I don't even know how to begin the show.
I will watch the show and then I'll tell you how I feel.
That show has a runtime episode at 1,090 or something.
Oh, One Piece.
One Piece, bro. At 1,000 episode.
That's crazy.
That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. But yeah, that's a show I'm trying to attempt, man. I also tried attempting watching Naruto back, just out of memory. You know, I just want to relieve back my childhood days. I've been trying to attempt to watch Naruto, but I just can't. It's one of those shows that you just can't. I can't for me. I've tried, but I just can't attempt to rewatch Naruto. How about you?
I've been watching the show and then watching the movies, like in chronological order. Like, you know, the movie. Have you seen all the Naruto movies? You probably haven't. So, that's something for you to explore. Go on and listen, watch the movies, bro.
Okay, I will. Man. I'm a Naruto fan, man. I'm never going to cap. I'm a Naruto fan, bro. I'm such a fan that whenever I go into a store and I see any representation whatsoever of Naruto, I get so psyched out. I'm like, whoa! Especially, it's very. What's most popular about Naruto is we see the most common logo of. What's it called? What's the name of this team?
Akatsuki.
Akatsuki. Bro, Akatsuki pain. Bro, remember that amazing moment when Naruto popped in?
You can't forget that moment. You can't forget that moment, man.
Bro, that moment still gives me goosebumps. Whenever I see any clips of it rolling around, I still get goosebumps, bro. He just popped in when Sakura just yelled.
That was when we all knew Naruto was him. At that time, that was when like, oh, yeah.
That's the guy.
He's him now.
Bro, I can relive that moment over and over again. Every time Sakura just screamed, Naruto! My guy pulled up, just geared in, backed up with like 4 frogs, ready to just
with the cape, with that red cape, with that red cape, that red cape. Oh man, that red cape was looking nice.
Yo, it was perfect. Bro, he whooped Pain.
Bro, like on his entrance, he killed one of them. They like on his entrance, like he wrecked one of them on his entrance. Like, oh, yeah, that was his entrance. Remember, he squashed him on the entrance.
And the third does it. Oops. Sorry.
Oh man.
Bro. So strong, man. So strong. That was the peak of anime, man.
I wish I could go back and then rewatch Naruto for the first time again.
For the first time, man.
Good times.
Good times, man. Good times. But yes, guys. So this is the end of the episode. Thank you all for listening in. We appreciate you.
We'll see you next week. Have a great week.
Everyone has a great week. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Be safe. And we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.